Hey guys, welcome back to the Content Conversations podcast, episode 32, how to spend an hour creating content. Before we begin though, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Grace and I am a wedding photographer.
And I'm Connor, I'm a copywriter.
Both of us actually do plan out our content for Instagram and Facebook and other areas of our businesses. So we're excited to kind of take y'all through our process on how we create content and how we honestly just spend about an hour doing it. So we have a couple tips for you. And so we're just going to go ahead and dive on into them.
Yeah. So this is just kind of like our advice.
Advice, process, we use the same exact, I mean, honestly, I really do a lot of these exact things.
Yeah.
So, so number one is, like, the very first thing that I do is I get in a good place with, like, music, with coffee. I turn off all of my notifications. I turn off my phone. I turn off sound. And I just focus on content.
Yeah, I think, like, I mean, I get my best work done sitting at coffee shops. Me I don't too. Know why. It's like being at home where it's like super quiet.
I know.
And there's so many distractions. Like, should I clean something?
Exactly. Laundry. You know?
So being at a coffee shop, like I can really power through some stuff. Yep. So I think your environment's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, turning off notifications. Like even having your phone sitting next to you, it is so dangerous. Yeah, it's dangerous. It's so easy to just like pick it up and start going through Instagram and then like. Yep. An hour has passed and you're like, what am I doing with my life? So yeah, turn off notifications and then whatever like environment where you're most productive, it doesn't have to be a coffee shop. You don't have to have coffee, but it's just like making sure you're in an environment where you are your most productive. Yeah.
I would even add like putting on a timer for an hour is a really good idea too, so that you really say, okay, I'm only going to spend an hour on this and get it all done within that hour. That can really help.
Yeah, that's a good point. Decide how much you're going to plan. So for me, and I think for Grace too, I think you mentioned this earlier, like a typical hour-long session, we can get about 7 posts done. I think that probably depends on your business.
Right.
How much or how little, but figure out kind of what your routine and your rhythm is, and then you plan like, okay, I'm going to get an hour, you know, I mean, an hour a week, really, to plan out like a week's worth, but that's not that bad.
It's not bad at all.
So just decide what that looks like for you.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes some people don't post every day. Mm-hmm. So if you're only posting like 4 times a week, so that's 16 posts, you could probably get it done within an hour, you know? So just kind of give yourself an expectation on what you want to do, because you don't want to be like, oh, I tried to plan and I planned 3 posts in an hour. That's not productive. So really trying to have that expectation.
Right. Setting expectations is good. And that applies to like Instagram, Facebook, you know, if you are doing Pinterest or Twitter, things like that.
Right. Number 3 is to start with captions. So start with your topics in your categories and don't actually start with your pictures.
Yeah. So something that I do that has been really helpful for me is I was kind of went through a period where I was really struggling with captions. I think I was just overthinking them. You know, like you're like staring at this photo and you're like,
what do I say?
Should I like educational? Should I be witty? Like, what do I say? So what I started doing is I just went to the notes on my phone and I just like wrote out a bunch of topics and I think I came up with like 16 or 17 different topics.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because they were kind of vague, not vague so much, but very broad.
Yeah.
You know, you can pull multiple captions out of one topic. But that way, you can always go back to those topics and be like, okay, you know, for me as a copywriter, it's okay, this one was talking about, you know, brand language guides. Like, what is that? Okay, so I can write, you know, 2 or 3 different posts on what a brand language guide is or whatever. So that was definitely helpful for me.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Especially sometimes you just need to have a brain dump, you know, and be like, okay, this is what I do, this is what I want to talk about.
Yep.
Something that I do is I actually have 9 different categories that I try to talk about when I plan out posts. So in that sense, it would be about 9 posts that I plan out. But I talk about marriage. I talk about wedding day tips. We talk about each other. Like, so I do a post on Nate. Nate does a post on me. We do engagement photos and or engagement sessions, things like that. And so I have those categories that I go, okay, so this post, I'm going to write about wedding day tip or a story on a wedding day or a proposal story that I heard from one of our couples. So that kind of helps kickstart my writing, mm-hmm. and at least gives me a subject to start writing about. So I'm not like, I could write about 5 million different things and then right. it's overwhelming.
You know, that's a really great point. Like, you mentioned that, and I really like the topic thing. Like, I might even start doing that. But, like, if you wanted to like, combine those two things, yeah. like, you can use, like, a program like Asana. Mm-hmm. And they have like boards.
Or, oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe you could use Trello. I'm not quite sure. But you could definitely use Asana, where they have different boards. And right. then you could have like each different category. And yeah. then underneath that, literally just list like different stories or, you know, different wedding day tips. So yeah, when you're yeah. ready to write those captions out, you just pull up that board and you're like, you had done a brain dump already.
Yeah.
And you kind of have all those things already out.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, for this one, I'm going to do this wedding tip. For this, I'm going to do this, and so on.
Or if you think of one, then you can just go write it down during the week. Just do little bullet points. And then, right. like, when it comes to planning time, you already have some content written down somewhere. Because we get it, y'all. Like, the worst part is sitting down mm-hmm. and being like, I have nothing to say, I have nothing to show, and I'm giving up. Like,
right.
we get it. That's why these tips, we want to give them to you, because it'll help you really get good content out there.
Preparation is really, like, great at combating that frustration yep. with, I have no idea what to post.
It's true.
So
you gotta plan it out.
The hashtags need to relate to the photo or caption. So, and this you can plan in an app, which we'll talk about that next. But this is just, like, a little tip for your hashtags, mostly for Instagram,
right.
obviously. Make sure those relate to the photo.
Yeah.
I know Instagram is cracking down pretty hard on that because they want to make sure content is relevant.
Yeah.
So if you're using really spammy hashtags all the time, or you're using the same hashtags, I think that can come off as being kind of spammy.
Mm-hmm.
So switch up your hashtags.
Yeah.
Especially since I think a lot of people right now are struggling with their engagement.
Yeah.
With Instagram, I think that would probably really help. You said you thought it might help.
It
helped you a little bit.
It did, because I kind of revamped our Instagram planning a couple months ago, and I think that really I kind of actually just write out 10 hashtags, and I just do ones that are actually relevant to the picture and to what I'm talking about. So I don't do yeah. like Fort Worth wedding photographer, Dallas wedding photographer, San Antonio wedding photographer. Like, I don't do that. If it's in Dallas, I say Dallas, you know,
right.
things like that, so that people aren't finding a Dallas photo when they're looking up San Antonio, because that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And I think it really has helped our engagement.
Yeah, I think, yeah, like I said, I think Instagram's kind of starting to crack down on that.
I think they are.
So
yeah, number 5 is use an app. So I use Planoly. Connor, you use...
I use Later.
Later. Mm-hmm. And these are specifically for Instagram, really. But now Instagram, you can post to Instagram and Facebook at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Other apps that are actually multi-platform, so this includes Twitter and a couple other platforms, is Hootsuite, Buffer, Tailwind. So if you want it to go like across all boards, we suggest those ones.
And Hootsuite has a pretty great free plan.
Yeah, they do.
And I really like Hootsuite.
Just an app really helps plan. There's free versions of these, and there's also a $10 a month version of it.
Yeah.
And so they're really helpful. You can actually save your hashtags. So if you are doing a Dallas picture, you can have the Dallas wedding photographer, Dallas skyline, Dallas, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
So that it can be easy for you to put those hashtags on there. You can save your captions. You click one button. Some of them are auto posts at this point, which is what I use.
Yeah, I use auto post. Like today, my phone told me that I had a photo that went out, and I was like, wait a minute.
Which one was that?
I know, right? Definitely, like, so even better, like, you can plan out that week's worth of posts, and now you can just, like, schedule them, so
yeah.
you don't even have to think about it.
It's, like, so nice.
Like, that's amazing. If you're a small business owner, you have a million other things to do, you know, you don't want to be thinking about whether or not your Instagram posts are going out.
The worst moment you can have is to come to 8 o'clock at night, and you're like, I haven't posted yet. Go find some random
mm-hmm.
picture and write some random little thing that means nothing for your business.
Right. And we talk so much on this podcast about being intentional mm-hmm. with the content that we're putting out. And
yeah.
if you're doing everything last minute, which I've been there, Grace has probably been there.
We get
We've
that.
All been there. We get that. But when you're doing that yourself, you end up just, you know, not putting out content that's intentional about your business. And that can, it's an easy fix.
It is. Last one. You can go.
Lastly, always keep your brand, language, target audience, and mission in mind. So when you understand the purpose of your business, and this is what helped me when I was writing down my topics, understand
mm-hmm.
like the language that you're trying to use, who you're trying to reach, and what the purpose of your business is. it's so much easier to sit down and just like crank out a bunch of topics.
Yeah.
You know, they're consistent. You know.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that. I mean,
person knows who you are, and it's not some, because we get that some people are like, I want to be authentic when I post, so I'm gonna post in real time. We get that, but once you, these are also such a strategy and like power in actually planning out what you're gonna say.
Right.
And so sound who you, like, you're gonna be able to sound who you are as a business because you have a brand language and you have a target audience who know who you're talking to. If you want to know more about branding, go to episode 6, 5, and 6. It's a part 2 series. We can talk about this episode a lot, but it's actually really, really helpful.
It's one of our most popular
series. It's still one of our most popular episodes, yeah. And it's all about how to create a brand if you can't afford hiring a professional. And so that will be super helpful for you as you're planning out your content.
Yes, we hope this is helpful. You know, if you have like, you know, like, share with us what your tips are for kind of getting a productive space, or like what apps you use for planning. Like, you know, we're always looking to like share that kind of advice with other creative business owners or anyone like that, because this can help everybody.
Yeah.
So definitely share that with us in the comments or on Instagram. What else?
If you'd like to leave us a review, we would absolutely love that. We'd love to hear from you guys, hear what you think about the podcast. But besides that, thank you for joining us, and we will continue this conversation next week.